Blog Talk Radio.
Boom! Hey, everybody, welcome back to Going Full Nerd here on blogtalkradio.com. Make sure you go out there, check out goingfullnerd.com, and make sure you check out. Oh man, I done got a little brain block. Yo, but check it out. Check me out on goingfullnerd.com. Twitter, you can find me at ONYXXX1969. You can check me out live on the Periscope app. That's ONYXXX1969. You can check me out here on Blog Talk Radio. And you can also check it out if you do a search for Going Full Nerd on Facebook, Google Plus, and Tumblr. That's right. So, hey, this is my weekly podcast known as What's Good in the Nerd Hood. It's your boy Onyx. I do everything from movies to video games to comic book, and I do what I gotta do. So check it out. This week's subject is football, zombies, and superheroines. So let me tell you what's going on here. Three big things that's been going down as far as everything in the video game world and in my little mental and my little space and everything like that is that football season is upon us. You're going to see a lot of people disappearing. This is my time. This is the time for the sports nerds to get out and do their thing. You know, everybody's going to play fantasy football. Everybody's waiting for, well, actually, they're not waiting anymore. Today's the day they released Madden 16. So we're about getting ready to do some serious, serious football foolishness. So have I checked out Madden 16 yet? Nope. I'm going to tell you what happened. So I got myself all hyped up, ready to go, ready to do my thing on, last night. I got dressed, got all my gear ready. I have my receipt for the Madden, and I'm straight. I'm going to go out, head on over to the store, grab my Madden, get back to the house, and try to get some gaming in a little bit after midnight. Let me tell you, I sat down on the darn couch. Then the next thing you know, my eyes started getting real heavy. Then I blinked. I said, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. And this is only 10 o'clock at night. It's been a long day. So I did. I set my watch, set my phone. I say, this junk is going to vibrate at about midnight. I'm going to get up, head on over to the store, grab my stuff, get back so I can load it up so I can play, get some gameplay footage up for everybody on YouTube and kind of kick that out, right? Right, wrong, did not happen. I was in like my 18th dream by the time midnight rolled around. I woke up this morning about 6 and I said, oh, that's a good look right there. That's right, full sleep mode. I was knocked out. I was like, there's no way, no way I was getting up last night at midnight and going to pick up Madden. But you know what? This is the thing. With video games, it used to be line upon line and doing everything about getting out there early in the morning. You know, midnight, you would have lines, people lined up trying to buy these games. But, you know, with the next generation of gaming systems, they kind of essentially just kill that whole notion. They basically took that and said, you know what? You can download it from home. You don't need a disc. You know, you just go ahead, put your credit card information in, get my stuff in, and then you're downloading, you're playing the game. And in a lot of aspects, what they're doing now is they're letting you get early access to the game. You prepay, you get your you know, pre-order in, then you can play the game 3 or 4 days earlier, get up on the competition. Me, I'm old school. I want a physical disc in my hand. I want to feel the plastic. I want to smell the plastic. I want to feel when I open up that little plastic and I'm ripping and I'm tearing and I do all that. That lets me know I got the game. That lets me know it's mine. Okay. Digital download, you catch a power surge, you're going to be a mad, I don't know what. But anyway, back to the subject. Football season is rolling around and I myself, I'm a New York Giants fan. So I'm not really really looking to see anything happen this season, as long as I could get a little bragging rights against some of my friends, you know. And this is one of the cool things about football and football season and doing all that good stuff. This is not a sports show, I'm gonna tell you that, but you're gonna hear some stuff from me if you subscribe on Periscope, check me out on YouTube and all that stuff, because let's put it this way. You got your nerds. Everybody says you got your nerds, and your nerds play fantasy games. They play Warcraft. They play Dungeons and Dragons. They play all these simulations and fantasy role playing. What do you think fantasy football is? You know, everybody's like, oh, wait a minute. It's fantasy football is your nerd activity. And I'm going to tell you, I run about 4 or 5 leagues. I'm in like 4 or 5 fantasy football leagues. And I tell you, it gets nasty. It gets nasty. The bragging, the talking, the foolishness. And then the Sundays where I'm sitting in front and I see one of my players go down with an injury. I'm like, oh my God, no. Because I know all that stuff's going to come back and it's going to bite me in the tail and people are going to clown. You know, nobody wants to trade because they got that feeling. They like their team. He's going to get better. He's going to be stronger. Yeah, whatever. You know, but I'll tell you, there's a lot of money on the line in a lot of these things. You know, you got things like DraftKings and all that where you do the fantasy football, you can win some serious money. So, you know, that's kind of tight. So, you know, that's one of the things. So somebody just popped up in my live Periscope talking about go Steelers. Nah, player. Nah, they could keep Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah, I know Steelers got the most rings and they do all that and they all this. But you know what? The day is over. You know, that's how I feel about it. But, you know, hey, that's 6.5 one way, 6.5 the other. Somebody going to agree, somebody not going to agree. So let's agree to disagree. That's how we do it. But, yo, let's talk about what I say is the nerd activity, Madden 16. Haven't had a chance to play it yet. I'm going to be throwing up a review of Madden 16 along with some gameplay footage on YouTube later today. So I know that's going to take a while, A, because I got to go ahead and record the footage. B, I got to play the games, figure out their things, you know. Then I got to go ahead and wait for the download and all that good stuff. So I know there's tons of channels that already got Madden 16 footage up. They're giving you detailed analysis, but I'm going to give it to you straight from the wallet of a regular person. I'm not these big channels. I'm not these big guys. And I'm not out there going to tell you, oh, this is the game to buy because of this, and this. No, I'm going to tell you if I'm having fun. And I'm going to tell you how long I'm going to actually play it. I bought every Madden game since I believe it was 2005 to present. And that's only counting the Xbox system and all the stuff and the next gen systems and all that good stuff. And I'm going to tell you, I start off strong. I pick it up in the preseason. I play my Madden. And then by, I'd say, October, it's dead. Okay. Now, somebody would say, that's an expensive-ass hobby to pick up a $60 game every year that you're only going to play for about 3 or 4 months. Well, I'm going to tell you, old habits are hard to stop. I mean, this is the thing. The video game industry got us because EA Sports bought out the license for the NFL years ago. Years ago. And people have been complaining about it for years, years, and years. But when Madden is the only game in town, and that's the only way you're going to get it, I'm going to pay the $60 a pop just to have my football game, just to see my team that I follow and see how they rated them on a computer so I can play them. And then I can have my dream, you know, scenario where I take my team to the Super Bowl once injuries and coaching and gameplay and all that just basically kills that whole thought and kills that whole idea, you know, until I pop in, you know. So you know, that's just how it is. And then the graphics have gotten on better, so much better on the game year after year, though it's only a little jump, because obviously when you have a monopoly on a specific game type, you know, where else are they going to go? I mean, I played that 2K, what was it? Was it 2K4 or 2K5? The football. And I'm going to be honest with you. That was my favorite. And 2K threw salt in the game when they made that football game by charging $20 when everybody else was charging, what, $40, $50? When I say everybody else, when I say EA. So, you know, and when EA bought that license, they shut that down real quick. You know, but it showed us that you don't have to spend a lot of money to get a quality football game. And it did kind of force EA to up their ante, up their game, do a few things. But I think they've gotten a little bit complacent again, and they need to kind of work it back up. Now, I'm going to pick up Madden 16 after this podcast, and I'm going to go ahead, load it up, and take a look at it and see what the differences are between last year and this year. I'm torn because Madden's Madden, and you get a little upset at Madden every year. But I love my video games, and I love my football video games. So that's just, you know, a little back and forth about that. Now, let's move on. Let me throw that one more time. Let's move on. I did a review on my YouTube channel on Fear the Walking Dead. And Fear the Walking Dead was pretty, I'll be honest, it was boring when I first got on and watched that show. I mean, as a prequel, I am not a fan of prequels, okay? The reason why I'm not a fan of prequels is because you're trying to flesh out a story that everybody has kind of worked out in their mind, and there are certain things that people want to know. And because I want to know it, you know, I want to know how it happened. I want to know what went wrong so that these characters that I watched in the main show, I want to know, What's the dealio on that? What's the deal? What happened? What, how did they do it? Well, I'm going to tell you like this. Fear the Walking Dead pretty much to me started off just like Walking Dead, except that it wasn't already a big infestation. There was a little bit here, a little bit there. And I'm not spoiling it for you because they showed it like 80 million times, you know, Sunday night. And if you didn't watch it, you know, that means you just weren't interested in watching it. Now, I'm going to tell you, watch it, because it can only get better. But it still is leaving me a lot of questions. You know, it's still leaving me a lot of questions. And the question, the main overriding question that I want them to say in the story is, where the heck did this zombie virus come from? That's all I want to know. Where did it come from? Where did it come from? How did it get there? Where did it spread? You know, and all that. Right now, I was on Twitter. I was going back and forth with a few people, and everybody was like, oh my God, it was so boring. My head hit the thing. I'm tired. And it was a lot of complaints. But one key point, it can only go up. And the fact that it was one of the highest rating shows this past Sunday night tells you there's a fan base that is going to support it. Now, is it blind support? Are they just saying, well, Walking Dead's not on, and this is part of Walking Dead, so I'm going to watch this? Well, I'm going to tell you, they got to do something real quick with this show, and they got to get something that's different from The Walking Dead. Because right now, what's happening with that show for me is, now you're introducing another family, another group of characters, and you're going to be showing me their survival. Sounds a lot like The Walking Dead's premise, doesn't it? Well, family, survival, how they deal with it. It's just that the location is different, okay? And that the group, meaning the masses, do not understand or do not know how to deal with or what they're dealing with. Now, there's extra content. You can pull up your phone, put it in front, do all that good stuff, and you can kind of see and do and all this stuff that gives you a little background. They make it seem like it's really happening, and that's all cool, and but that's all gimmick and flash. Give me substance and story. That's what I want. I want to hear what happened. I want to see how did it go down. I want all that good stuff. And that's how it rolls with me with the zombie stuff. By the way, like I said, this is a live podcast on blogtalkradio.com. If you go on blogtalkradio.com and you check out Going Full Nerd, you could check, you'll see there's a phone number. The phone number, if you're in the United States, you give a call. The number is area code 929-477-1173. You can call in, talk to me live. And I will tell you, please do not jump on the phone lines if you do call in and act a fool, because you will get the click. You'll get the abrupt disconnection. That's how I roll here on goingfullnerd.com. If we can't enjoy each other, then we can't enjoy anyone else. That's how I feel. So let's rewind it back. Let's continue talking about the fear of the Walking Dead. Highest rating show. Let me do a little quick look and see what's going down with that. Is that, oh, going full, let's see. Fear of the Walking Dead's numbers for the weekend. That's what I'm talking about. It had an all-time cable ratings premiere record. I mean, nobody's breaking their neck. Nobody's breaking their neck. Nobody is breaking their neck to say how good the show was. Nobody's trying to sit here and say, oh my gosh, it was this great, it was this wonderful, it did this, it did that. And what I'm looking at is it broke the ratings premiere record. That tells you The Walking Dead has a following that is off the chain, and that those fans will watch anything. Now, yeah, ratings premiere, I guess it did help since they showed it for like four hours straight, you know? So if you came in on the middle of it, you end up getting in on the backside of it, you know? Also let you know I'm live streaming on Periscope. If you don't have the Periscope app, you know you wrong. Go ahead and jump up on Periscope and you can peep me out here live or day in, day out on a couple of different things. Hey, for my Periscope people, get them hearts. Tap that screen. Because the love you give me gives me the ability to give you good material. But on a serious note, like I said, Fear the Walking Dead broke records on Sunday night. And I think it was more so not because of a good story, but because of the fan following. Now, do you just watch stuff because you're a fan of the original? Or are you going to watch stuff and you're going to decide whether it's good or not if the show is good? You know, if you watch the live Twitter stream or watch social media as the show was going on, the show basically had people, you know, nodding their head, bobbing as if it was like, oh my God, are they going to get going with this? They opened it up. They opened it up with like a zombie and a dude running, and you say, okay, they're going to jump into the action. We're going to see what happens. And then they got all cliche on it. They got all cliche. And I really sat back and I sat there watching that TV show. And I was like, okay, let's get to the point. You know, I know you're trying to introduce these characters and you're trying to make me like these characters, but this is a zombie show. These cats are going to die eventually. When they get boring, they're going to get worked out. I'd like to say yo to Anthony out on Periscope. Appreciate that and all that good stuff. Thanks for joining in. Bring people in. Let's holler at that. But check it out. Zombie shows. Are zombie shows going to fall to the wayside? Like, one of the followers on Periscope pretty much said it felt like an MTV version of The Walking Dead. You know what? And I have to totally agree with that statement, because they were too busy trying to go from, okay, let's make it look like reality TV by showing cell phone footage, to let's get drama, You know, I kind of felt like I was on an episode of 16 and Pregnant, because they were following all these different people and going through all this stuff. Like, oh my gosh, let's show the drama between this guy and his family and everything. I mean, it's cool. I could deal with that. I could deal with that. But the show gotta hit the things that the fans want to know. I don't care about how they survive. Yeah, show me how society fell. That's what they say the show is going to do. It's going to show how everybody lost their damn mind and the zombies took over. Well, you know, I'm going to give you guys a little reading assignment. There's a book out there. It's called The Zombie Survival Guide. You go check it out. The dude that wrote the book is the dude that wrote the book World War Z. You know, you remember that movie with Brad Pitt and all that good stuff? It's a funny book. But it also takes a lighthearted, kind of serious look at the zombie apocalypse and all the stuff that they say stupid people would do in the book. The Walking Dead started doing it from the beginning with that Fear the Walking Dead episode. You know, the drug addict, nobody believes the drug addict. The pimple-faced nerd, nobody believes the pimple-faced nerd, right? That, you know, stop me if I'm wrong. But, you know, hey, I digress. Let it happen. You know, they got a few more episodes. They're going to let it go. You know, it's fantasy. It's sci-fi. It's entertainment for us. And, you know, if you're like me, I just want to see new and creative ways and funny ways to kill a zombie. I want to see some foolishness happen. I want to see some old Bugs Bunny, you know, roll a bowling ball down the lane, then it hits the pin, and then it raises the bird cage. And I want to see all that when they're killing zombies. That's the way I look at it. Now, has anybody that watched it, this is my thing, anybody that watched it was hoping that mom would get bit real quick? Because I talked about it yesterday on Periscope with a couple of people in a little chat session. That mom is totally annoying. I know she's a major star for the show, but I was just waiting for her to get bit in the neck or something, get hit by a car, because she was just a pain in the rear. I was done with her. Her character just was irritating always to Sunday. That's the way I felt. And also, was anybody else? I was slightly offended. I was slightly offended. The first major zombie kill, you know, the first major one that got some real serious on-screen kill time, why it had to be the stereotypic brother drug dealer that was the first zombie, you know, really killed on screen. You know, they showed the little thing on the freeway and all that, and I'm spoiling the hell if you ain't seen it. If you ain't seen it, you're wrong. They showed it like 50 million times between Sunday and yesterday, and if you ain't seen it by now, you're wrong. So I'm spoiling everything. But on serious, but you know, it's like, you know, I saw the previews for the next episode. Am I going to tune in each week and check out Fear the Walking Dead? Yes, I am. I'm going to tune in until it gets so predictable that I just can't take it no more, and that I want to just, you know, do my Walking Dead impression, pull out the sword and start cutting joints out. Now, yeah, I'm not a zombie fan either. And I kind of started alluding to this a little bit before I got a little sidetracked. Do you think that zombies are going to go the way they did with vampires? You remember a couple of years back, everybody had to have a vampire in their stuff. They had Underworld, vampire, Twilight, vampire. Then you had all this other stuff, Vampire Diaries on TV, vampire, vampire. Then they started making vampire heartthrobs. They tried to do that with zombies. I think it was last year with a movie. The movie was straight garbage. But this is my thing. Are we going to run a genre into the ground as we try to make it appealing to the masses instead of sticking with the fans? That's the key. These are fake vampire and zombie shows. Okay. Now, this is the thing. There's some good vampire drama. There's some good zombie drama, but you can only push it so far. How long is Walking Dead going to last? I mean, I'm a fan of the original comic book. Robert Kirkman did a good job on that, and he has put a little, you know, carved out his little niche in the world as a zombie writer. That's his thing. He does zombies. That's his claim to fame. He did The Walking Dead. He wrote a cool little story for Marvel Comics that you could pick up in the stores called Marvel Zombies, you know, which is pretty tight. But like I said, my thing is, how long is he going to be able to ride this train? And how long are we going to sit on this zombie train and ride it out into the sunset? Okay, for anybody that's listening, anybody that's in the United States, you could call in. You can call in. The number is area code 929-477-1173. You could dial in and you could be heard live on my podcast and give me your opinion on zombie. Also, live Periscope, you got a question, you got an idea, pop it up across the screen and we'll talk about it. We kind of got it real deep into the zombie stuff and we got other subjects that we're going to carry, but I'm going to just drag this zombie thing on just a little bit. Did you know, I'm going to give you a little fast comic book fact, that Marvel Comics actually, up until the late 80s, if I remember, 70s or 80s, owned, I'm going to put this out there, they owned a trademark on the word zombie. That's crazy. I know they wished they kept that, because you wouldn't be able to use that word on anything. Is The Walking Dead going on weird end or just the beginning? Let me tell you, I just want to know how long these people are going to walk around the United States and Walking Dead. That's all I want to know. Okay. I'm going to tell you, Rick Grimes got to die eventually. I'm sorry. He got to go. I just want to see what happens. But he's so popular, you know, people are going to be, you know, like, oh man, I got to hold on to this. I got to do this. This is my thing. I got to watch this show. I love this guy. I went to New York Comic Con about 2 years ago. And they had a Walking Dead. I'm not going to call it a Walking Dead panel, but they were announcing the new season. I think it was like their second season. And all these guys walked up on stage to a standing ovation. I was like, whoa. I was like, whoa, this thing is taking off. This thing is on fire. Now we're looking at what? We're looking about 4 years later, four years. And it's the hottest thing out there. You get the Walking Dead toys. You got video games, shirts, hats, all that good stuff. Heck, even when I got my press pass for the New York Comic Con, it was so good. Walking Dead was just so popular. When I got my press credentials, they even put Walking Dead on the press credentials and on all the badges and everything. I was like, oh my gosh, what is this? But, you know, that's how it goes. When something is super popular, it's going to make its way and it's going to stay at the top. Okay, now, a little statement just came in on Periscope talking about they'd be interested on who will be the leader if Rick dies. I'll be honest with you, with the popularity of Rick, unless that the actor that plays Rick Grimes says, yo, you know what, I'm getting typecast, I'm done, or I'm tired of spending this AMC money, he's going to be there forever. Ever. He's going to be there always. So, you know, pretty much, you know, the cast of characters, you got everything. We got one of the viewers on Periscope. He said he met an actor from The Walking Dead. They need to extend and go out to the islands. Another viewer says, you know what? I'm going to tell you. Well, you got to look at it. They did extend it. Fear the Walking Dead is an extension, because you got to remember, during this downfall, during Fear the Walking Dead, Rick is in a coma since it's beforehand. He's in a coma. So he's either, you know, and they did the little Easter egg. They did the little bit showing on The Walking Dead. They did the little, oh, by the way, they made a little acknowledgement. It's happening all over the country. Little isolated incidents. You remember the little nervous nerd, the guy sitting in front of his computer, the one that came into school, he had zits on there like he should have been a proactive spokesmodel. That's the way I look at it. I was like, yeah, dog. Could they have made that makeup zit any bigger on dude's face? Now, I mean, he'll keep it real. I mean, I know they were trying to push the stereotypical, you know, nerd, but God, what parody zombie movie is the best? I got that question over here on Periscope. The best parody zombie movie is Zombieland. Hands down, that was the best one in my eye. That one deserves a sequel, needs a sequel, and I wish there was a sequel because that thing was hilarious. Love that movie. Love that movie. But yo, let me get up off of zombies for a minute. For a minute. And go on to a new show that just premiered. And I'm not really going to call it a show. I'm going to call it a taste. It's a little wet your whistle. Do we have fans of Arrow and The Flash? Because if you're a fan of Arrow and The Flash, they got a new companion show. And I'm not talking about Legends that's going to premiere on the CW network. I'm talking about you got to go ahead and you got to go on your phone and download the CW Seed application or go to CW Seed, that's CWSEED.com, and check out a new animated series that they have as a companion to Arrow and Flash, and it's called Vixen. I got on Periscope earlier today, and I watched Vixen and let people see my reaction. And I'm going to tell you right now, Vixen is a pretty good animated show. Yes, it should work outside the U.S. for my viewers that are not in the U.S. For the people that are listening, not in the U.S., it should. If you go to CWC.com, you should be able to pull it up. You know, internet charges may apply or whatever and all that stuff. It's free to check out and all that good stuff. But what Vixen is, it gives us something that we've been lacking in superhero genre for television, movies, cartoons, and all that stuff. Okay, other than Storm, can we name a strong ethnic female superhero? Okay. If it doesn't work for you, trust me, it'll make its way through the internet. I'll try to post some links on my website, goingfullnerd.com, and try to find some mirror sites for you, and I'll try to post links to that. Go ahead, subscribe, check me out on YouTube and all that good stuff, and I'll put some stuff on there, and I'll send the messages. Now, the thing about it is when you're looking at mainstream movies, television, stuff that everybody can see, you're not going to see a strong ethnic female superhero. They even have a hard time getting a female superhero out there in front of everybody. Let's keep it real. Okay, with that is this. Wonder Woman was supposed to have a TV show. Adrian Pilecki, she plays Mockingbird on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show. She was going to be Wonder Woman. They filmed the pilot. It got thrown in the trash before it even got seen. They took the pilot. They said, nope, it's out of here. It's gone. Okay. Then they started doing all this with Gal Gadot and all that stuff. Batman versus Superman, and they're hyping that up, and they still haven't given Wonder Woman her own movie. Batman got like about 9 movies. Superman had about 7 or 8 or whatever, and now you still can't get a Wonder Woman movie. So that kind of alienates the female crowd from seeing a female superhero on the big screen or on television, because you haven't had a Wonder Woman TV show since the 70s, you know, and all that good stuff. You had like Birds of Prey on CW network with like Batgirl and all that other stuff, Oracle, you know, Huntress and all that. That show was kind of like, yeah, about that. Okay. Then you got a strong female cast on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is pretty cool. And you got to peep out and see what they've done in different movies. Now, somebody just brought up about the new Fantastic Four movie. You can check my review of the new Fantastic Four movie out on YouTube on Going Full Nerd. Just take that look, put it all together as one word, Going Full Nerd, and you'll be able to pull up my reviews and you can see my review on the Fantastic Four. But one of the things that people started hype, to tie it all in, one of the things that people started freaking out about with the Fantastic Four was that they made Johnny Storm African-American. Okay. Really? It's an issue, but it's not an issue. And with that being said, if he was in a good story and he played the character to a T, doesn't matter what complexion the guy is, as long as he plays a good story and it's a good character and it stays true to the personality of the character. Now, I've always complained and I've gone on rants about there's so many ethnic superheroes that you don't have to change an existing hero in order to make them popular. Okay. In the comic books, they made Thor a woman. Okay. In the comic books, the Falcon took over for Captain America. So now Captain America is African American. Okay. They do this all the time. Okay, now what they have, there are a ton of characters out there that they've created or changed the mantle of so that they're now ethnic, okay? And they can build on those characters and present them to the public. That's what the show Vixen, I hope, achieves on CWC. Vixen, if for those that are not familiar with the comic book, is an African-American female. She's a fashion designer. This character actually made its first appearance on the old Justice League cartoons that used to show on Cartoon Network. She was the one that used to date Green Lantern after Hawkgirl, if you're familiar with that. That's what she used to do. So that's kind of cool. But she's a strong female character. That's something to bring more female fans into the cartoon, comic book, sci-fi world. And that's something to support those who already are in the world as far as watching these type things. So that's a good thing. I watched the first of many episodes. The episodes last about 5 minutes. They're real small. They're starting her origin story. The animation reminds me of the Young Justice cartoon that was canceled. So it's got decent animation. It is for adults. I'm going to tell you, there's some language towards the end and really towards it. And there's some situations. And I'll put it this way. In the 5 minutes, I was looking at it and I was like, ooh, this is good. This just wet my whistle. Yeah, the ending. I was like, oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This is on point. This is on fire. This is the new thing. This is the new hotness. You got to check that stuff out. So if you got access to CWC.com, please check that out. You know, post a comment, say, yo, I heard about it, so I'm going full nerd. And this is on point. I'm digging it. I am digging it. Appreciate the follow. I'm getting follows on Twitter. I like that. Thanks. You can click the links. Check out my reviews. I review everything, movies, video games, all that good stuff. Let's go ahead. Throw this back a little bit, take it back to the beginning of the podcast. And I was talking a little bit about sports and video games, talking about how EA bought out the NFL license and they've been pretty much putting a few things about doing minor tweaks to the video games. And this is something that you see across a lot of video game franchises. When I say people, I'm talking about the large production companies that distribute these video games. I appreciate the follow, and I'm glad you like the topics. That's what I'm talking about. But these big video game companies, what they go ahead and do is they get a hit, they get a great premise, they make a good game at first. Then they get this massive following, and then they don't give you more. They say, you know what? I can make another version of this next year, and I'll do a minor tweak. I'll use the latest graphics engine. Or maybe I'll change the costume a little bit. Or maybe I'll put some new download content and get you do that to keep you in and just feed you that little bit, and bring you back And, you know, each year and go on and go on. And then they get you hooked on these mega game franchises. You know, I got hooked up. I keep seeing come across my screen. Everybody's talking about MLB The Show. I'm going to tell you like this. MLB The Show, hands down, is one of the best baseball games ever. Or no, I'm not going to say one. Hold on. MLB The Show, hands down, the best baseball game ever. Okay, I played on PS3. Eventually, I got to go ahead and upgrade to a PS4. You know, but you know how I'm gonna upgrade to PS4? I need a little help. I need y'all to hit those hearts. I need y'all to get me some follows. I need y'all to subscribe to my YouTube so I can talk to these guys. Red Dead Redemption. I can't talk everything. I know you guys have a lot of things. You know, don't be offended if I don't get to what you put up, because trust me, I'll get to it. If I don't get to it on this podcast, I'll definitely get to it to another one. Only because this, you guys make my channel. You guys are why I like doing this, okay? Because this is the thing. We can all get up, and I'm not downgrading any other places we get our news and information on video games, on cartoons, on science fiction movies. I'm not going to downplay any of them because I visit those sites. I like those sites and I like that. But this is the thing. A lot of them are paid to tell you what the manufacturer wants you to think about a game. Okay. I'm doing this because just like you, I'm spending my hard-earned money to go ahead and pick up a DVD, pick up a video game, tune in and watch the commercials, and then watch these shows, take the time and do all the things that they want us to do while we watch these shows to get our entertainment, you know. And if it's good, you need to see it. If it's bad, then it's not worth going to see. And we got to let these people know it. It's not worth playing. It's not worth doing those things if they're going to give us a half-assed product. And we got to let people know. And that's what this channel is. That's what I do on my podcast. That's what I do on my YouTube channel. I take a look. I see what I like. I see what I don't like. I take the bullet. I take one for the team. And you guys are my team, and I appreciate it. Okay? And I appreciate the hearts, too. Thank you. Thank you. Now, check this out. As I was saying, as the video games each year, they kind of dumb it down for us. They give us the same game every year, all right? Every year we get the same game. Slight graphic change, maybe a better story. They pay a different actor to advertise it. They hit us with the latest brand new hip hop track, and then boom, that's how it goes. Okay, somebody just put across my screen about Halo. Halo, I'm gonna tell you when I stopped playing Halo. I stopped playing Halo at Halo 3, okay? Because Halo 3, to me, was the last original Halo game. Once you got past Halo 3, all it was a reskinned version of Halo 3. 2K16. Now, this is where, and I know you're talking about 2K16 basketball, okay? 2K16 basketball. And let me go back to 2K15 and 2K14. Yes, basketball is pretty much the same game every year. But I'm going to tell you about the 2K basketball series and the part of it that makes me come back. I'm not a big fan of online play when it comes to the 2K16 basketball series. Okay, I get thoroughly skull drugged when I play against a live opponent. I am not that good. Okay. You may see one of my friends pop in and out of the broadcast. His name is ComTube on Periscope. And he pretty much, I play him, and really he makes me not want to play the game because he tears me up every time. I hated the Golden State Warriors before they even won the championship because of how he played. Okay. Steph Curry's been giving me nightmares since 2K14. All right. No, I don't play the NHL games. I am not a big hockey fan. I am a hockey fan when it comes to watching the Stanley Cup playoffs, but I can't watch hockey for too long. It just doesn't do it for me, and I have no interest in playing the video game. I just like watching the fights. I'll be honest with you. I mean, if I can't keep it real with you, then what's the purpose, right? I can't sit up here and say I like everything. That's like FIFA, soccer, or football, as people put it across the world. I just can't get into it. I tried to play it in high school, and it bit me in the tail because in my high school back in the day, there were a lot of guys, and I just couldn't do it. People are throwing out games. Destiny. I had big hopes for Destiny. I started playing Destiny when it first came out. Between the connection problems, fading in and out, and things like that, I started getting real upset with Destiny. I thought it was going to be more of a Halo-ish type game. Truthfully, the best game out there that reminds me of Destiny, that has Destiny gameplay, is actually free. It's one of those pay-per games. If you want to get extra stuff, you got to pay. But the basic game itself is free. Try out Warframe. Okay. Borderland. I'm going to talk about the Borderland series off the top. It is on point. I love Borderland. I love that game. That is an excellent game. You can't beat that. I mean, that's a classic right there. Borderlands is an instant classic. Enough said. What do I think of Black Ops 3? Black Ops 3? Okay, let me throw this out there. Activision, the company behind the whole Call of Duty series, are they going to get my money again this year? Yes. Yes, they are. Are they going to get me for a season pass this year? Maybe, maybe not. I have not played the Black Ops 3 beta, obviously, because it's on PS4 and I'm an Xbox One player. And the thing about that is this. It happens like this every year. It happens like this every year with the Call of Duty series. It gets released around November timeframe. You end up having connection issues with the server. Okay, that's the first thing. After you get connection issues with the server, then you're going to have problems connecting to the game. That's going to be that. Then what's going to happen is then you're going to have people complain about, oh my gosh, the story mode's too short. And then you're going to have the people complain saying, oh, the story mode, I don't play the story mode. I want to go straight to multiplayer. Then multiplayer is going to be down. You know, it's the same thing every year. Then they're going to wait forever to give you the new maps, because they're going to put the maps in rotation. Then there's going to be that one map. There's going to be that one map. There's going to be that one map that everybody likes. And then all of a sudden, boom, they're not going to put that one map in rotation, or it's not going to be in the game type that you like it. That's what's going to happen. All right. Why do people like Minecraft? I'm going to tell you why people like Minecraft. Because human beings love to create. And Minecraft allows us to expand our brains and create things. The more you're into Minecraft, the more creative you are. Okay? It doesn't take a lot to play a first-person shooter. Okay? I'm going to tell you that. All right? It does take a lot of skill. Everybody over in Major League Gaming, please do not attack me. Do not troll me. Do not beat me over the head. But I will tell you, it doesn't take a lot to make it through a first-person shooter. And the reason why I'm saying this is this. First-person shooters are all about eye-hand coordination and reaction, okay? Then you have games like Minecraft that focus on your mental ability to go ahead, build, create, and solve puzzles. That's where those I really get the acronym, those massively multiplayer you know, massive multiplayer games, you know, your Warcraft, your Starcraft, your Elder Scrolls, your Neverwinters. You know, you got to be able to think through a puzzle, think through a scenario, and do it. Only thing some you do in Minecraft is blow stuff up. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you a game that's a precursor to Minecraft. I played it back in the day. It's old school to the fullest. It's SimCity. I used to spend hours on that game. It's an old school PC game. You build the city. You build the infrastructure. And then what do? You let loose tornadoes and Godzilla. Come on. You build it, then you destroy it. It gives you a sense of satisfaction. You know, but Minecraft, I mean, that's why it's so popular. That's the perfect thing. I mean, it appeals to your creativity, and that's how you do it. Yeah, that's right. It's a classic. And classic games, you know, will always have a place no matter where you go. You can have the best graphics. You can run the best graphic cards. You can have it 3D coming out of your screen, slapping your mama in the face, and it's still not going to be good as a classic. Okay, let me tell you, I hit in this. Am I on Twitch? Yes, I am on Twitch. I don't live stream on Twitch often. I will announce when I do it. My biggest event that I am going to do on Twitch is, if you check out my website, you'll see off to the left-hand side, there's a little link for Extra Life. I do a charity fundraiser this November for Extra Life, where I'm going to do a 24-hour, or at least attempt to do a 24-hour video game marathon in support of Children's Hospital. The donations are tax-free. And if you guys jump on it real quick and donate $6, okay? Donate $6 through my link on Extra Life, they're going to give you the opportunity to play Rainbow Six Siege beta coming up in September. They're going to make sure you get a beta code to play it on the platform of your choice. Let me throw that out there, on the platform of your choice. So if you got a PS4, you tell them you want a PS4 beta code. If you got an Xbox One, you want an Xbox One beta code. If you're a PC guy, check, ditto, you know what to tell them. But that's, you know, only if you donate. So check out extralife.org. You can look up Team Going Full Nerd, and, you know, you can make a donation there. That's how that goes. You know, I do the little plug. You know, let you know, donate. It all goes to charity. It supports my specific place is the Children's Miracle Network Hospital in Washington, D.C., called the Children's National Medical Center. That's who I sponsor specifically. Oh, man, I appreciate all the hearts. I love it. Thank you. We've been going a full hour here on this podcast on Going Full Nerd. What's good in the nerd hood? We've covered football, the brand new Madden game. We've covered zombies with Fear the Walking Dead. We talked about superheroines and ethnic superheroes when you talk about CW Seeds, The Vixen, which premiered today. If you check me out on YouTube, make sure you follow on Twitter. You can follow on YouTube, get some up-to-date movie reviews and all that good stuff. I plan on reviewing the new Lego superhero movie called Lego Justice League, where the Lego version of the Justice League takes on the Lego version of the Legion of Doom. And I'll let you know whether or not it's worth getting to show for the little superhero fans in your household. I got to give a shout out to, I'm going to say he's been following me from day one, my boy Dewey out in New Zealand. You'll see him pop up on the Periscope chat. I'm eventually going to get to the crime dramas, but there's so much in my primary superhero genre, I got to get on it. But I will get to it. I'm not forgetting about you because you supported me from day one. And trust me, I'm going to get to it. And when I get to it, you're going to look at me and be like, oh, he did it. Oh, he killing it. I'm telling you. Pretty much this week, there's not much in the movies, so don't expect a movie theater movie review. I will tell you, if it's out in the theaters where you live at, hey, go check out the man from Uncle, or for make it 3 weeks in a row, sitting at the top spot, Straight out of Compton. Both of those movies are pretty decent, and it'll give you a good weekend to check out a few things. So I think we're going to run this podcast a little short. Let me do a little self-love, a little self-promotion right here. This is me, your boy Onyx, going full nerd, okay? And when you check out Going Full Nerd, make sure you subscribe on YouTube. You can check out and like my page on Facebook. You can check me out on Tumblr, if Tumblr is your thing, okay? You can check me out on Twitter. That's at Onyx, O-N-Y-X-X-X-1969, okay? You could do all that. Follow me on Periscope, and you can get some behind-the-scenes stuff. You can catch me talking and acting a fool. You can catch me when I go buy my games. You can catch me when I go check out the videos. You can check me out when I go to the classic car shows. And you can see the pimped out Avengers Shield black Mustang that I drive. Okay? You can check out all that good stuff here on Going Full Nerd. Also, just to let you know, for the American football fans, that's right, for the American football fans, each week, starting in the regular season, I am going to post my picks. So, and a fantasy football update with top performers for each week on Going Full Nerd. Okay? Because what is fantasy football? Fantasy football is a fantasy game. So don't think that the sports nerds ain't going to get a little bit something here on Going Full Nerd. And I'm going to try to bring in, drag in, some of my experts that I know that keep me schooled on a whole lot of other stuff. So that's it. I'm going to sign off on this podcast. This is me, your boy Onyx, here at Going Full Nerd. You can check the replay of this here on Periscope.tv or your Periscope app. If you follow Going Full Nerd, you can check out the replay. If you didn't get a chance to throw some hearts in on the live stream, go ahead. Put on the replay, tap up all the hearts, show me some love, and I'll show you. Matter of fact, I think what I'm going to do, whoever has the most hearts on my replays, they're going to get a special shout out, and they get to pick the next subject for one of my live podcasts. And I will make sure I do that. And I'll announce that this Friday on a Periscope stream. I'll do it. I don't know what time I'm going to do it, but you pick it. If you follow me, you'll see when I make the announcement and pick it out. Also, subscribe to my YouTube channel. You're going to catch some footage and catch some information that you won't hear on Periscope and that you won't hear on Blog Talk Radio. You'll be able to go ahead, check it out, and see reviews on other things. And you may get a little extra information, a little thing about appearances, comic book conventions, new shows coming out, and rumor control about some of the movies getting ready to show up out in theaters soon. So this is it. Like I say, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Google Plus, Tumblr, Periscope, you name it, I'm on it. It's Onyx. I'm signing out. Remember, follow Going Full Nerd, and that is all. All right, everybody. You check me out. That was the live podcast on Going Full Nerd Radio on blogtalkradio.com. You can actually go ahead and subscribe to that on blogtalkradio.com, and you'll get, sometimes you'll get some extra. Will you close in one click this time? You know what? That is something else. I don't know if I will. And you know something, even if I don't,